You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. I'm Rachel Lewis Hilburn. We're meeting three candidates for Leland's Town Council today. There are two open seats on the council that carry four-year terms. While there will be five candidates on the ballot, one, Shirley Lawler, says she's no longer actively pursuing her campaign. We will meet the remaining four. You can ask your own question of the candidates on this live Wednesday show by calling us at 910-343-1138. You can also email us today at coastline@whqr.org. Joining us now is Sandra Ford. She's raised two sons and volunteered for the Cub Scouts, PTA boards, and swim teams. She has opened and run an art jewelry gallery in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. When the health of her parents started to fail, she sold that business to become their caretaker. Sandra Ford has also worked in real estate. Now, as a Leland resident, she is an active environmental advocate with BEAT, Brunswick Environmental Action Team. Sandra Ford, welcome to Coastline.
Thank you.
This would be your first run at elected office?
Other than PTA, student council, those kind of things, yes, this is my first government job that I have run for, yes.
And so why are you seeking a seat on Leland's Town Council? What do you want to bring to the board that you think isn't there?
What I'd like to bring to the board is, Leland, I feel like, is at a crossroads right now. It's developed for the last 10 years, 20 years, and it's big enough now that I think it's time for Leland to decide what it really wants to be. I would like to see Leland be a strong advocate in Brunswick County for clean water, clean air, a good place for retirees to move to, but also for families. So we need to devote a lot of energy into getting good jobs to move in. And that's the kind of things that I think as a former realtor that I could help bring to the table, is how to develop Leland in a way that it is very family and retiree friendly.
We've seen extraordinary growth in Leland. A lot of that growth is coming from retirees, baby boomers, who are moving to Leland for a lot of different reasons. Part of it is because they get more bang for their buck with real estate there. But we also know that statistically, Leland in all age groups exceeds state, county, and even neighboring Wilmington statistics for levels of education. There's a very educated population in Leland. Why are we not seeing the growth in terms of those higher paying jobs with that educated population there?
The population is educated, but I think that North Carolina and Brunswick County really needs to focus on education for the children that are there now. I think that if you want to bring in high paying jobs and jobs that make a living wage, that you need to have things for the people moving in that big, not even a big company, medium-sized companies, startup companies are looking for. They like to look for an area, of course, that has amenities like beaches and all the things that this area offers. But the other thing that they're looking for is quality of life. And quality of life means, are there good schools for their children to go to? And also, I think the clean water issue is going to play a big part in that.
So we'll talk about the water issue in just a second. Mm-hmm. But talk about education for a moment. What role would you, if you won a seat on Leland Town Council, how would you influence the quality of education in Brunswick County?
There's not a, you know, there's not too much that the Leland Town Council can do, other than the fact that Leland is the largest municipality in Leland, in Brunswick County. And as that, I think they could be the leading driving force with all the other municipalities to insist that Brunswick County do more to improve their schools.
You're talking about just advocating at the level of the Board of
That's
Commissioners.
Right.
And talk about the issue of clean water there. We all know when the Star News broke the story of Gen X and the drinking water supply back in June of this year, for some people, it really bolstered the case for H2GO's reverse osmosis plant. Mm-hmm. Leland, as we know, has been publicly against the building of that $30-plus million plant. Where do you stand on that issue?
Obviously, if I'm on the board of Leland Town Council, I don't have any control over H2GO. My feeling is, as far as clean water, I don't care where Leland gets it from, if it's Brunswick County, which is where Leland gets its water now, or if it's from H2GO's reverse osmosis plant, if they get to build it. I don't care. I just know that very little right now is being done in Brunswick County to push the state and push Chemours and whoever else is dumping pollutants into the river to stop.
Marianne from Leland called in and asked, why doesn't Leland regionalize with H2GO? Why don't they join forces? They've already done the work and the research. Can you see that as a possibility?
You mean Leland joining forces with H2GO? I have no problem with that. I am not here to advocate for one or another. All I am saying is I'm for whoever can get us clean water the fastest. If that means Leland buys its water from H2GO and they have the reverse osmosis plant, that's fine with me too. A regional solution for Brunswick County is going to take years.
You say that you are involved in BEAT, which stands for Brunswick Environmental Action Team. What is BEAT and what is its mandate?
BEAT is an offshoot of a group that started in Sunset Beach years ago. We decided that Brunswick County had grown enough that Brunswick County needed its own environmental group. We're involved in advocating to not allow offshore drilling off the coast. Brunswick County is the only county, I think maybe there's one other in North Carolina, that has come out in favor of offshore drilling. All the other counties on the coast have advocated to not drill. So we're out to say, first of all, there's, you know, offshore drilling. Then there's Gen X. Then there's things that don't really affect Leland, like the terminal groins on the beach. So anything that is environmental that we can have a position about and try to help advocate for, that's what we're doing.
And so BEAT is officially against the installation of terminal groins.
Yes.
In the bio that you sent us, you devoted a lot of space to what you did to support your family, your husband, the sons that you raised, your parents. And one of the things that you said is that you're proud of the fact that your family felt loved and supported. Tell us why that's important, and tell us what that allows you to bring to Leland Town Council. What's the connection there?
Well, my ex-husband traveled a lot for his job, and so I feel that by the fact that I was always there for my children, it gave them continuity. Whether we moved to a new state because of his job or we were in a foreign country because of his job, you know, I was kind of the anchor that was there for them. So I am a very focused, now my children are grown and I'm a grandmother, so now my focus, I think Leland is my baby now. So I will give the same devotion to Leland that I have since I've moved here as I have to my children.
You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. Today we're meeting three candidates for Leland's Town Council. Sandra Ford, a challenger, is taking your questions during the live Wednesday edition. Remember, you only have one segment to get your question in for each candidate. To ask your own question of Sandra Ford, you can call us at 910-343-1138. You can also email us today at coastline@whqr.org. We had one listener write, why can't Leland meet and work well with Belleville and the other entities in northern Brunswick County? Now, of course, you haven't been on town council, so you haven't been part of that history. There has been a rather abrasive relationship at different points between the municipalities. What's your answer to that?
Well, I have always been a collaborative person and has been able to get along with other people. I think having new leadership and new people on the board could be an opportunity to wipe the slate clean and start over. I do happen to know the mayor pro tem of Belleville, and I'm friends with her. I think that would kind of make it a little easier for me to come in and say, let's work together. But I think just new players makes it have a time to start over and start fresh.
In the Leland 2020 plan, one of the key principles is that local character builds regional economies. We know now that Chick-fil-A and Panera Bread are going up in a busy part of Leland. How would you encourage the growth of local character, and what does that mean to you? How do you define local character?
Well, I think that we have to decide what we want Leland to look like in 20 years. Do we want it to look like Myrtle Beach and just big box everything everywhere, or do we want it to have a more diverse and unique character? And of course, I come out for the more diverse, unique character. One of the things that I like in the Wilmington area is how many interesting, unique restaurant choices there are. So while I have no objection to places like Chick-fil-A and Panera, I would like to encourage some unique and one-of-a-kind restaurants, farm-to-table restaurants that are so that it's not just one big chain restaurant after another that comes in, which I think gives an area a little more character.
What does it take to do that?
Well, I have already restaurants that I have eaten at in Wilmington that I think would be a good choice to have in Leland, have been talking to them to consider opening another location in Leland. I don't think everything has to be a unique, one-of-a-kind restaurant, but I prefer the smaller chains like Cape Fear Seafood. That's a great fit.
And, of course, they've already opened up a place in Leland.
They have. Shuck and Shack is coming. Again, I prefer smaller local places myself than big chains that are all over the entire country. That's just, to me, it makes our area a little more unique.
We know that the poverty rate in Leland is dropping. Is that simply a dilution of more affluent baby boomers moving in from other places? And where do you think the poverty is in Leland, and what role, if any, do you think you need to play in that as a member of Leland Town Council?
I think that we need to focus on having a diverse price of housing. I don't have any objection to nice, expensive houses, but I think that we're in danger of having so much higher-end housing that people that don't make as much can afford to still live in Leland. The new apartments, for example, that they just finished across from where I live, a one-bedroom apartment is $960 a month, which if you're working in a minimum wage job, I don't see how anybody can afford to that. So we don't want to exacerbate the traffic situation in Leland by making people who work in Leland have to drive in from someplace else because they can no longer afford to live there. So I have no objection to nice apartments, but they have to be affordable as well.
So how would you, as a member of Leland Town Council, facilitate more affordable housing?
I would work with developers to encourage them to include those in their plans. I know there's a brand new community that was just approved that is luxury townhouse style apartments in Waterford. So I don't think those are going to meet that parameter. So it is important to have a variety of the same tax dollars can come out of four smaller houses on one lot as they could come out of one large house on a large lot.
Is your candidacy about greater involvement in the growth of Leland, or is there something that you're seeing in terms of what Leland Town Council is doing now that just rankles for you, that you just think is wrong?
I don't want to say rankles. That's probably the wrong word. I think that Leland is growing a little too fast. I would like to have Leland take a deep breath and get infrastructure in place before development takes place. I would like to have them hold the developers' feet to the fire a little bit more than they have. I have lived many places, and some of them have been built in prehistoric times, and the roads are pretty narrow there. But we don't live in the days when chariots were going down the road. We live with cars, and you need to have some parking situations created in Leland developments. I honestly don't think a lot of the people that are moving in here, as they're looking at their new home, really pay that much attention to how narrow their street is until they get here and then find out that their friends, when they come over, are not supposed to be parking on the street because there is no on-street parking.
And so you're looking back. Let's say you've won a seat. You're looking back now. You're completing your four-year term. What's different about Leland, very briefly?
What's different about Leland? Leland would have clean water. That Leland would have a variety of unique and interesting places to shop, which Leland is very much lacking right now. I would like to try to improve the entrance to Leland, so they're on 7476 and Village Road.
And that's our time. Sandra Ford, thank you so much for being with us today.
You're welcome. Thanks for inviting me.
You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. When we come back from this break, we'll meet Joy Kranidiotis, and we're taking your questions during this live Wednesday discussion by phone at 910-343-1138 and via email at coastline@whqr.org. You're listening to Coastline.